Hey, everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, across the way from me, adjacent to me, perpendicular to me, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson, in the southwest corner of our studio slash our daughter's bedroom. Just across the way, perpendicular to us. I'm just using all the the few.
You said that twice.
Did I say perpendicular? I said adjacent. You know.
I think so.
I'm just throwing out just general loose geography terms. And is Melissa, and we're here in studio recording our episode. You are here.
I'm physically here.
You were not here mentally on the last episode.
Mentally and emotionally, I'm working on it. You know, I can't just turn those things on and off.
No, I know that. And honestly, I don't know that you can turn it on. Sometimes you can. And it's, you know what it is?
You know?
It's hard. It's hard to catch. It's like vacuuming a bee is what I would say, which is what I watched a man do. I just watched a man vacuum bees from our backyard for the better part of half an hour, lay on the cement in clearly the most visually unattractive part of our yard. Literally, when you go into the gate, just cement and some weird little astroturf for some reason that just was there when we got here.
I put that there.
You did not. That
I
was
did.
There. No, you did
yes.
not. You put.
Do you? Okay, you want the whole story?
Yes.
Okay, so we used to have a little play structure.
I remember the
play
structure.
For our toddler,
yes.
Claire.
Mm-hmm.
It's right off the kitchen. It's in the. It's before you get to the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
This little, not flat cement
There's
area.
No way this story can be more than 30 seconds. Which was I wanted some padding there. I put some padding there.
Your dad had bought AstroTurf because he had a wild idea to put in a putting green in the backyard.
That sounds
and
about right.
And then he left for the summer, and I put it underneath the play structure.
Yeah, that all checks out. That 100%.
So we got rid of the play structure, but the padding is still there.
My dad would have never done it, and what he probably did was, once you did that, he used that as an excuse not to build it. And he was like, well, I was gonna.
I get that, because I love to buy something to start a project, but then not follow through.
Yeah, that is true. You guys do share that in common. My dad has followed through on some weird projects, though. In
it's
my
true.
Lifetime and in our households, he got really into birds there for a minute. He built a birdhouse. He bought another one. He was leaving food all over the backyard.
Littered with food.
He would just go to the Home Depot and be like, what are birds like other than bird food? And people would be like, fruit and honey? Like they were.
Started putting blackberries out there.
He was getting fresh blackberries that the children would naturally eat. And I'm like, these are for sure being eaten by mice who are like, thank you for this
feast. We love
blackberries. You're essentially putting out a charcuterie board.
For the mice.
For these mice that you think the birds. And he would leave them out at night. And I'm like, you know, birds' whole thing is the non-night thing, right?
That's. Yeah. Early but bird gets the worm.
That's their whole thing.
The mice get
but
the
there's
fruit at night.
The early bird does not get the blackberry or the salami tray because the mouse said, thank you so much. I was already in this backyard. So, but when I was a kid, he built horseshoe pits in our backyard, and he built me a big ramp once, like a big, like, skateboard or like rollerblade biking type ramp, you know, that we could go.
Didn't he make you a bunk bed?
He made our bunk bed. Yeah. He, my dad makes a lot of stuff and he gets in and easily the craziest thing he ever built was he built a full steam room.
Yeah, we went in there once.
Yeah. Hey.
We did not make it steamy.
No.
There
it
for
was
like
already
five minutes,
steamy in there.
And then we left.
I think at the time, you know.
We had barely been dating.
Yeah. I mean, what we yeah. No, hey.
You well, there is the hot tub, too.
You want to come over to my family's, my dad's steam room that is attached to our house? It was
he
really,
built it right before he moved out.
Well, I don't. He didn't know he was going to move out though.
Changed.
Yeah, he had he had no idea he was going to move out. He just was suddenly his kids were gone. It was like, whoop, I don't like this. And you know, between that and the horseshoe pit, that really added a lot of value to the house. But it was a full on steam room, like a tiled thing. And he figured out how to. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I wouldn't. He just built a steam room. And apparently some Russians bought the house and they're like, this is incredible.
They loved it.
You have a steam room attached to a home. This is absolutely incredible.
That was the selling point.
So we, thankfully that padding was down there because the guy laid on that padding while I was gone doing shows this last week, of which we'll get to here in a second. Melissa noticed.
You left Thursday.
I left Wednesday. Wednesday. I left Wednesday to go to Raleigh.
That's why it seemed so long.
Yeah, it was a long trip.
I was like, it was 5 days, no sick days.
Yeah,
six days.
When did you, I'll round it down to four, you'll round it up to six, yeah. It was five. The
debatable.
When did you notice the bees?
I think I noticed them Friday.
Have you? Did you ever?
But maybe Thursday.
This is going to be a bee-centric episode. Do you remember, what was your experience with bees growing up? Did you ever have like a nest at your house? Did you ever have, did you get stung as a kid? Did you?
I did not get stung by very many bees as a kid.
No.
I
very careful. Melissa?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. If I see a bee, I'm staying away. I got stung during a race, a cross country race.
Really?
Yeah. As I crossed the finish line, I got stung by a bee.
Really? What year was this?
I was like, how did it sting me?
I mean,
sophomore.
Of course I could see you weren't, freshman. You're not that fast.
I was just like lightning.
I mean, how did it even land on me? I'm like an airplane.
It can fly, I was flying.
I think you were like a 14-year-old girl running a long distance.
I'm saying is I was a moving object. Okay, I know how it stung me. It stung me.
How did it get me?
Now I know. On the back of my ankle. Like, yeah.
Oh, so it was. Yeah. So were you in grass and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's how you get stung.
I was in a field. Yeah. Steelacom, if to be specific, Fort Steelacom.
How did you not get stung? Would be the bigger question.
Exactly.
You were running through a grass field. and stung your ankle.
I had to pull the stinger out. Yeah. I don't know. You know, teenage girls, that's very dramatic.
It is. Well, my question would be, what would have happened to Melissa then Hoagland had she been stung earlier in the race? Because I know you're very competitive, but you don't have a particularly high pain tolerance on like things like that. Like I've seen you get stung by a bee before and it was super dramatic.
Well, we have a long history of not validating each other's pain.
Well, I don't mean it like that. I know I'm saying the time that I saw you get stung by a bee outside of a subway in Vancouver, you know, near Vancouver, Washington, you would have thought you got shot.
Oh, please.
No, I'm not saying you have a low pain tolerance. I'm saying with bee stings, you're very dramatic.
I was really mad.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
I think you blamed me. Yeah, you did. No, you did. You're like, get it out of my hair. Like it was on.
No, that was when we were running.
Oh, yeah. That was just saying when you get stung by a bee, it's my fault. This has happened twice now. You did do this on a run recently and at the subway. You blamed me both times for not saving, as if I can rescue you from a bee.
Okay. That road trip time I got stung was like 10 years ago.
Oh, 15. So I think it was before we had kids.
We had one kid or maybe two.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm holding a kid's hand. I get out of the car. I get stung by a bee. And
I don't remember the kid being
mad
there.
That I got stung by a bee because I've been in a car for like 6 hours.
And, you know, it was
step outside.
It was break time. We were in Vancouver. You'd been in a car for 2.5 hours.
Well, what if there's traffic?
And you would.
You don't know if we were in North County.
I think we were still living. Well, we never lived.
Joel was with us. I think I was holding Joel's hand.
I don't remember it like this. I remember this as a Dustin. But regardless, it's the stops are important on a road trip. And we're going to get our roasted chicken breast with honey mustard, which is a go-to item for us.
I can no longer eat Subway.
Oh, I mean, it's not even. It's like worse than lunch meat. When you go in, it's really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how we did it, but we were young. So
I view Subway as an equivalent to like going into the gas station and getting a sub sandwich. It's a pretty
A gas station sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty similar experience. It's the last time I was regularly eating Subway was like my early road days.
Yeah.
Where I would do what Don Friesen taught me, which is you go into town. You get like an oatmeal situation that will be your breakfast all week.
Right.
And
which is like cost like 20 cents.
With 20 cents. And then you would get over the, you'd be there 4 or 5 days and you would get 2 Subway sandwiches that you would.
The footlongs.
And you would eat them for lunch for the 4 days. And then you would eat at the club each night. And so you would spend under $20 for 5 days of food.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
There you go.
That's 2 oat milk lattes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Which we're not having right now. But I'm not saying, I don't mean to devalue your pain. I think I was like,
I just got stung.
I was going to say maybe.
And it was like 1 minute out of the car.
I think maybe being stung is similar to like stubbing your toe, where it's painful, but it's also just super annoying. And you're just like, this is so dumb. Why did this happen? You are mad and just kind of annoyed that it happened. But bee stings also have a big lead up to them usually. Like I remember once I got stung by a bee that I didn't see it at all. Like it was just, I put my hand down and it stung me and it hurt, but it wasn't like as dramatic as when you know the bee is near you.
And you're running and away
you hear
from
it. In your ear and you're like, ah, I don't want to get stung. I don't want to get stung. That seems like it, adds to the pain level, which at both yeah. times that I remember you being stung, there was a lead up. And I feel like the first time it was in your hair as well.
When we were running last summer.
This is a good story.
Yeah. When we were running last summer, there's this one area. It's like very overgrown. There's a lot of flowers.
Yeah.
And I hear this.
The neighborhood that we live in has all these different stairs, which are super fun to run up. And we, mm-hmm. you know, we'll probably do some after we run, yeah, after our pod today, you know, because fitness is really important to us. But some of their areas around them can be a bit overgrown. And this one had like a, what do you call it? Like an overhead?
It's like an arch.
Yeah.
But it's just overgrown.
It's like adjacent to the ground.
Yeah. So I hear buzzing like mm-hmm. in my ear.
Right.
And then I'm like doing like, I lose my sunglasses. I'm shaking my head like to get the bee out. Mm-hmm. And it's like stuck.
Yeah.
Like in my hair and my yeah. ponytail.
Yeah.
And then I'm yelling at you.
Now like, it's my fault. Now I've planted the bee there. This is my...
And so I drop my sunglasses and do I take my hair tie out or I'm trying to?
You're trying to take your hair tie out and I couldn't get a hair tie out to save my life.
At the time.
Yeah. The girls would rather me cut their hair off than me try and yank their hair tie out.
Yeah.
So we get it out and then I'm kind of putting my hand in your hair trying to fluff it out. And then it does come out, and then it starts to chase us, because then we go on a full sprint for like 2 blocks. Like
I'm listening to the buzz.
Yeah, it keeps buzzing in my ear, and I think your ear too. Like it's on the hunt against us for a while.
And I think it was a year ago. I think I got stung on the cheekbone. Like
I don't think it ever stung you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of think it did, but that doesn't make sense because it wouldn't have kept chasing us. Anyway, yeah, I got a bee stuck in my hair.
And anytime we run by any, yeah, I mean, how did it catch you?
It can fly because it's not a grasshopper.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's very dramatic.
What an athletic bee. That's what it is. Is bees, when they decide to sting you, are super dramatic. But you have no memories, like recollections of a kid as a kid being stung. I got stung by a dead bee once on a trampoline because it was like, I was like, oh, it's dead. Don't worry. And then that's how you learn that dead bees can sting you. You know, they sting you when they're dead.
I think you just got stung more as a kid. And in general, you're not as cautious as I am.
Well, I mean, I think
so it's
I was
like a
also
bigger deal when I get hurt because I'm like, more upset about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bigger deal when I get sick. I'm, like, super dramatic about that. But, I don't feel like I'm super dramatic about injuries, you know. I've also just had some bigger injuries, like, kind of, like, to your point. Yeah.
Yeah, and you play so rough. Like, you do get hurt.
Yeah,
so
and I
care.
Think that, like, you know, like, there's always a group of us that are, like, I mean, I was in fields a lot, you know. Yeah. You mm-hmm. were, you know,
yeah,
you were doing...
I wasn't.
You were doing gymnastics. You were...
was at pools.
You were playing with... you were at pools?
I was indoors.
Though, a bee pool is awful. We had some friends who had, for whatever reason, they would come stay at this nice Sheraton, which mm-hmm. was fine. It was in a very nice one, but it was a bee hot tub. The bees were always at this hot tub, and bees can rule. Did you guys ever have
bees
problem?
Like water.
Yeah, naturally, it gets hot out there. Were bees ever an issue at the pool parties in Burke Burnett or just the pool in general?
Not that I remember. No.
Critters, anything.
My brother would fish them out of the pool. With the skimmer.
Yeah.
The skimmer, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
That little net thing.
Yeah, we all know what you're talking about.
The one he was in like a high level science class. So he had to make one of those bug you pin the bugs on a board.
Right.
He got all his bugs from the pool.
I mean, just a reminder of how much easier the rich have it, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, these poor kids were out they were out leaving lollipops out on trash cans trying to attract a fly.
Yeah.
And
they were still intact. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're from the pool. So, yeah, I watched him skim out
nice.
All these bugs and put them on his board.
Must be nice.
But do you remember when we were on that, where we met in Montana on that
I do remember
church
when we
mission
met.
Trip?
Yeah.
For high schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
There were tons of bees at that park.
Yeah, me and Tristan would kick them. We would just go kick bees.
Nice.
Yeah, that was
there were a lot of bees.
There were a lot of bees. And we were like, well, we don't know how to get rid of them, so maybe we'll just go kick them.
And remember all the girls were like, ah!
Yeah, that sounds like high school stuff. total side note, because we're talking about how you grew up with money and I didn't. I have the bit about, I grew up poor. No, I don't believe you. You know how to ski. And I've been trying to riff on that because it gets funny. It's like your version of like a heart or like poverty was like 1 year you guys didn't get a season's pass. And I realized I say that word wrong. I say season's pass. And I don't think that's correct. Is it season or season's pass? How do you say that? I can't figure out how to say it on stage.
Season's
I think you get a season pass, right? Is it owned by the
season? Like for the winter season.
Oh, is it seasoned? Like you put some seasoning on it?
No, it's the winter season. So is it a season pass?
Is it a season pass?
I think it's
or does the
no
is it
S.
possessive? No S. I think
well, because you always say lift ticket.
Yeah, I think you
get a lift ticket.
I think it is season pass because you're getting a pass for the season. Like
season tickets for like Padres.
Exactly.
Fans.
Yeah. So I mean, you're none just... of these apply to anything that I've ever bought.
Yeah,
but...
we've never bought these. So
yeah.
No S on the end.
Okay. And that seems right, but I'm saying on stage seasons tickets or seasons pass, and which kind of sounds like Steven's pass, but it's just another one of those things. As an adult, you go, man, how many people have been judging me for saying this wrong? But also, how many times do I say season pass? It doesn't come up in conversation a lot, but stand-up comedy has a great way of letting you know when you decide you want to write a bit, like, oh, you don't know how to say this phrase.
You don't have an editor.
No. Just a like crowd to correct
author.
Me when I say something wrong. So.
Yeah. Great.
Anyways, I want to get back to the bees, but before we do,
okay.
Excuse me.
All right.
I had a little burp there because my wife made a lovely smoothie right before we started because she had to feed everybody because I didn't feed everybody, and while she was gone at her art class that she teaches, and she came in and I was working.
It was 3:30,
and
the littlest hadn't had lunch.
But everybody was functioning fine. By the way, nobody was mad. But Melissa came in and just put her hangriness on all of us and thought, well, everybody has to be upset because they're hungry.
The bee guy came and the door was
open. Well, the door was open, but he told me to keep it open when he was back there. We'll get back to this in a second.
Okay.
Put a little a bee stinger in that right there. A little bee stinger pin right there.
Okay.
I do want to say thank you to everyone that came out to shows this last week.
Yeah.
In headlining show at Raleigh and in Zany's at Nashville. It was the first sellout show we've ever had. It was like
it was actually
I was looking at it, it's like 262, something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
A lot of people. A lot less in Raleigh.
Yeah.
But we loved you.
Yeah.
Big fans of all your energy, Raleigh. I mean, you've seen those improvs, Melissa. They're like three tiered. And I was like, that was the first joke I said. I was like, I filled up exactly a third of this tier. Like,
it's easy to tell.
Yeah, exactly. It's really letting you know how much work you still need to do.
Seat was a VIP seat.
That's precisely accurate. Yeah. So if you got there early, not an issue. But the it was still super fun, and the people there, they're great. Mm-hmm. And then we sold out at Zany's, so thank you guys for coming. And if any of you guys are listening to this for the first time because you saw me in Lexington with Taylor Tomlinson, welcome to the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're really happy to have you on our little our little podcast that could here. That being said, we have upcoming shows in this next headlining dates are not this coming, but the following week, Philadelphia on July 21st at Helium Comedy Club. July 23rd and 24th, we're at the Comedy Loft in D.C. Lots of tickets available for that show.
Bring everyone.
Exactly. July 29th, Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. July 30th, Three Disciples Brewing in Santa Rosa, California. Mm-hmm. And then in August, the 15th, Spokane. The 25th, Kansas City. And then in September, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th are headlining dates with Zoltan Kacis in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, and Austin. Then we go into September. We have, we're staying on in September, Portland the 9th, Seattle the 10th and the 11th, Tacoma the 12th, St. Louis the 19th, Irvine the 22nd, Indianapolis the 6th of October, and Milwaukee the 17th of November. So check that out, everybody. DustinNickerson.com/shows. Also, special shout out to all of our patrons. Thank you, everybody. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a very simple thing where you can just give a little more to the podcast and really Dustin Nickerson Comedy General and get a little more, including an upcoming Zoom hang, which is this weekend.
The 18th.
Boom. That's coming weekend. It's and this one will be one where it's actually different that you're probably going to watch just Melissa and I catch up a little bit because I will be doing a backyard show up in the Northwest. So
cool.
Check that out. Mm-hmm. There's lots of little merch, all that kind of stuff. Dad bod shirts are moving. Check one of those out. You get a discount if you do it on Patreon. So, okay. So, B guys, so back to, well, let me give you some B stories and then we'll get to our B.
Okay.
So, I got stung like an active kid did. Boy, girl, whatever kid that was outside a lot. I got stung. I bet I got stung about 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah.
Just on average.
That's a lot.
It is. It is. Now, my mom, allergic to bees, as you know.
Yeah.
Big deal when my mom gets stung. Not a big deal to me. Definitely annoying. I don't remember the last time that I got stung, though. I think it's been a minute. I think maybe some of your caution has, influenced me.
I did get stung on our run. Maybe it wasn't that time.
Yeah.
I did get stung.
I think, you did. I think you stung in the face. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I just remember the sting was the least dramatic part of that.
Yeah, it was the chase.
And I think we were kind of tense because there's kind of a neighbor in that area that were a little, it was a little tense anyways. And then the bees attacked and, you know, there was just a lot.
You gotta get that last hill.
It was during COVID, you know, it was a lot going on.
Yeah.
I remember most specifically the sprint, though. The sprint was so fun. And getting yelled at, because when you get stung by a bee, it's my fault. As if I summoned them as my little messengers to come and get you. So, now, the bee story of my youth is...
okay.
is... high school. I've got to be in high school or middle. No, middle school. I'm in middle school.
Yeah.
At my mom's place when she was living out by Wild Waves. You may or may not know this story.
I do. I Ryan. I was in your life.
Huh.
Ryan Diener was helped you.
Helped me.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we were in high school at this point. My mom has a bee's nest that I think she asks us to get rid of.
Yeah, she has yard work and a bee's nest.
Yeah. Yes. And or we were doing yard work and the bees interfered and we're like, what do we, how do we continue on with the yard work?
Mm-hmm.
And we decide to try and set it on fire.
See, I just remembered that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I told my friend, yeah, Dustin got rid of a bee nest once. But I didn't remember how until this moment.
We decided to set it on fire.
That's how you get rid of insects.
Maybe this is why. Because we're like, well, like water, or should we spray it? I know they kind of like that. What do bees for sure hate? Fire.
Oh my gosh.
Now, the funny part about this story is I don't remember how far we got into it other than I remember us trying to set it on fire.
Yeah.
And then an area right kind of near it catching fire. This is so stupid, by the way. We could have started a massive fire. Like,
Washington wasn't as dry then as it is now.
And it's pure just dumb youth, right? So we set it on fire. We get like a little flame and matches
and
situation.
You take it down.
Huh? It's on the ground. It's like kind of like embedded into like a hill type situation.
So it's not.
And so we get
house.
Like some paper or some like that. And we're like kind of like just trying to like throw it on. And like the heat and the smoke gets into the bee's nest and they come swarming out.
Oh my gosh.
And proceed to chase us. And I get like three bees. I remember looking down. I'm like, they're stuck on my calf. Like we got out, like
oh
we
gosh.
Didn't get attacked. We were being attacked, but we got like away from them
oh
somehow.
My gosh.
And I looked and they were just on, but I couldn't stop running.
They strapped on.
I couldn't stop running because there were more coming.
You could hear them.
Yeah, exactly. So we were like, we have to run as fast and as far away as we can. And they're just stinging. Like I'm probably by these three bees, they probably got like 20 stings. On me. And when we get like into the house and we're kids, so we're like, oh, it was awesome, that was incredible, you know. And then like it kind of hits us like, oh, we need to like get that fire out, because like just started a fire. Like we like kind of like get the hose and spray it from a distance. And thankfully it never like turned into a bigger thing. I don't remember if the bees stayed or go, but I know the day of yard work ended. But we really did. We had that thought. And I, what the craziest thing about that is at like 17, I'm like, no, this is a good plan.
Yeah.
It wasn't us. Like, we weren't trying to be unruly. We weren't like
You're
little arsonists. Yeah. We were just,
who's allergic to bees?
I was just trying to be a good son. And
did
I was
Ryan
kinda
get stung?
I think he did. Yeah.
Oh,
Ryan and I have a couple really random memories, and that one, and then Keys being at the bottom of the lake and us asking a neighbor to go to
goggles.
We asked a neighbor for some goggles. Not even a neighbor, a stranger. We didn't live there. We were in Bellingham, Washington. We were 2 mm-hmm. hours from home, and I realized like my keys were in the bottom of the lake, but we found them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Freaking yeah, me. I was alive in the picture at that point too.
Yeah, well, we were married.
Yeah, we probably had one set of keys.
Right.
To one car.
I just feel like bees are a part of summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I learned you're not supposed to kill them. It's illegal.
Right. Yeah. Who told you that? So
my friend has a hive herself.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then we have another acquaintance who is a beekeeper.
Was that the guy that came today? He's an acquaintance?
No, Chad.
Oh, Chad. Yeah. I mean, that's not his profession. He just...
Well, that's like a hobby now.
Yeah.
Beekeeping.
Oh, gosh. So, white people, we're just so bored. We're just so bored. You're like, maybe we should take out like some beekeeping? Really? Beekeeping? I've known multiple.
Some people find it fascinating.
Your son's one of them. Your son was like into it today. And he was like... getting up there with the beekeeper.
Well, he's always liked insects.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
all that stuff.
So you hit the socials.
Beekeeper in training.
You hit the group text. Yeah. All right. Maybe so checked out next door.
Oh, yeah.
You saw if there's
some learning. We're learning that bees are not covered by homeowners insurance.
Got it.
If they break into your property, you know, if they mess up your property, like, that's your problem.
Can you commit charges, or can you,
you
press charges?
Convict them.
Can you press charges on a bee?
No.
Can you kill them if it is an act of self-defense? If the bee is in my home, can I shoot it? I think
stop.
If the bee is in my home, I can shoot that bee.
This is more hives and swarms.
Okay.
Do you remember when we went to the Padres game and they had the swarm?
Oh, yeah. That's a fun bee memory. I'm telling you, bees are a part of summer.
The game.
They stopped the game for hours.
It was like around a speaker
or
a camera?
No, it was in center field. It was like affecting the players.
I thought it was the first base.
And then the
area.
Yeah, and then, yeah, they stopped it. And
they were videotaping it.
Yeah. And then they brought it and they're like,
They found a beekeeper.
Well, thankfully, you know, they're in the middle of San Diego, but it was pretty funny that they're like, hey, we got to find a beekeeper and get them out of here.
And I've never met a professional beekeeper person.
So you're not supposed to kill bees.
Yeah.
But.
Because in the last couple of years, it's been proven that they're like so important
right.
to the
But those
ecosystem.
Sprays are still on the market. Because you know what, this is not entirely true. As a kid, we would get bees' nests like on our gutter and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And my dad would just go hand me a thing of Raid or whatever that be.
Yeah, a lot of that pesticide isn't around anymore.
Yeah, so if I walked into a store right now, you couldn't buy that stuff.
Well, it's just a lot of it. There's been lawsuits and a lot of it, like on TV, they'll be like,
"Dude, my family's Raid is the least of my family's problems." Taking in a little bit of pesticide would be the healthiest thing that a Nickerson consumes on any given Friday night.
We'd be gone. I don't know.
We could sniff gas and it would be like us eating fresh for how my family lives. So, but I remember doing that a lot, actually. But we had some because when I had to get rid of I had to face the fear of my life. I had to kill a black widow.
Yeah.
And I would.
Oh, I think I have some wasp spray.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, so it's okay to kill wasps?
Well.
Or does it matter the type of bee?
I do have some pesticide, but that was like a home intruder thing. That's why I bought it. Because this home health nurse
came over and told me to get that. Hold that thought. If that is true, that's saying you can use this on humans, but not bees. Can you kill bees in California? Here we go. Is it illegal to kill bees? No, absolutely not. Bee Busters is licensed by the state of California. Okay, this is from an ad. Okay.
Well, yeah, they're like pro bee killing.
Yeah. It seems like, it's not outright illegal to kill a bee. But it is illegal to use certain pesticides on bees or any other. And that's probably just to protect us as much as anything. Can I kill a bee? These are so funny.
You know, because a lot of this stuff's like not good for.
That sounds like a challenge, you know. Yeah.
Are
there different types, though? I mean, there are different types, but like, is it cool if you kill wasps? I know there's an expert on this who listens to the podcast. I know someone is into beekeeping, and you need to send me all these details on what you can use, what you can't use, how you kill them, which ones you kind of can kill. Because if you have a bunch of wasps, like, you have to get rid of those. But
yeah, so there's beekeepers, but are there wasp keepers?
That's an interesting thing.
Because Joel found a nest in our neighbor's yard. And our landlord took care of it when he was a kid. Remember when he spotted it?
I do remember that.
Eagle-eyed Joel.
Old eagle-eyed. Well, he has a passion for those type things.
Yeah.
So anyways, dude comes over and he comes here and he's in the whole thing. He's in the outfit. And I'm like, great.
He looks like an astronaut, right?
Yeah. He looks like a beekeeper.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. I made an analogy.
I mean, that's a simile. He comes over in his one piece suit with big hat head device type thing.
Okay.
So yeah, I can see the comparison. I can see the analogy. He comes over and he's like, He goes out back, and I was like, do you want me to shut this door? Or he's like, no, keep this thing here so, like, I can talk to you, you know, anything. Okay. And I was like, okay, I'll just be playing video games with my son. And we, he goes, looks like you got some bees in a bag. That was his next line.
Uh-huh.
So they had not really created a hive. They were just living in that bag.
Yeah.
And I saw him, like, kind of open the bag, and there were so many bees in that bag.
Yes.
Like,
because we saw them all coming and going.
Yeah. And he said, like, okay, well, I'm going to have to collect them. And I said, I have just the product for you. It's called a Munchie. And if you need to collect some bees and a device that you know they won't spill, let me tell you about Munchie Bug. Yeah. I know you showed up here in your astronaut outfit, not prepared to have your mind blown like this. But if you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, it is the best spill-proof cup on the market. So mm-hmm. whatever you have, bees,
honey,
wasps,
honeycomb,
honeycomb,
honeycomb Cheerios,
honeycomb Cheerios, cereal. Honey Nut Cheerios,
Honey Crisps,
Honey Crisps. Small little cardboard cutouts of bees.
Honey, those little bears, the honey bears?
Golden Grahams.
That's different. That's a cereal. The honey bears.
Any of these products. Those or anything else. Flintstone vitamins. Whatever you had in your life that you were like, I need this not to spill. Munchie Mug is the product for you. Mm-hmm. Made right here in the USA. You know you can't kill those bees, so just put them in there. And I think the bees can breathe. I think
it's
because
the breathable mesh.
I think it's the mesh that they can breathe. I would actually not recommend you leave a Munchie Mug outside for this reason, that the bees are going to be like, this is the poshest environment I've ever lived in.
We love this cup.
We love this cup so much. They mm-hmm. would, they'll put the queen in it, and then when they need to leave, the bees will just go lift it.
So she can get out.
So she can get out, and they'll transport
the
her
bees.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Made right here in the USA. Free shipping if you go to MunchieMug.com and use promo code DON'TMAKEME. You're going to get 25% off your entire order. Munchie Mug, making your life less messy. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, the bee guy, he sits, he's like, you know, you got bees in the bag. And it's great. Mm-hmm. And I'm an idiot. And I was like, well, maybe just tie the bag. I didn't say that. I thought that. But I, you know what? I still don't think that's a terrible idea.
IKEA bags don't tie, though. They're
they're
wide.
I mean, you know what? My first thought when I see a beekeeper suit is I go, is that enough?
Yeah.
You know, because I would wear an astronaut suit if I'm going in and around bees. I'm just thinking, like, there's got to be a hole somewhere. There's like,
because
he's wearing New Balances, and I could see his shoes. And
those
like,
are mesh.
Yeah, and I was like, but that's when I was like, you didn't wear a suit that goes over your shoes? I feel like that would be, mm-hmm. you would want a whole zip-up scenario, and then if, but anyways,
he knows
what he's doing, and he's like, mm-hmm. well, there's not a nest that I can remove, so I'm going to have to vacuum them up. And what does he use for that? He uses a straight-up shop vac. That's all. It's
wow.
Just. Boot, 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 boot. Mm-hmm. You hear him popping. Boop, 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 boop. Hilarious.
No.
So funny.
Do they die?
I don't think they do.
They're in the shop vac.
He's a bee guy. Like, I mean, he might have had some, it might have been some special vacuum. It looked like a shop vac. But okay. I guess if it probably wouldn't die, right? It's not.
I don't know.
It must not go through a filter of some type.
Yeah.
This is a bee dude. He knows, like, you're not supposed to kill him. This is whole. He has the
licenses.
He has the bee themed business card. You know.
Yeah.
It, you know. He's. He gives a 100% guarantee. I mean, you guys. This guy.
Does he? Really?
No, I made that up.
You made that up.
But you
he
know,
writes that down.
He should have. If he's listening to this, then.
Guarantee.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you don't just name him, you know, Be Gone. That's the name of the company, right? But anyways, he sits down, and he gets in a pretty lounging-like position and just sits on that little AstroTurf right there for probably 40 minutes and just dunk, 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 just sucking up bees. And then he comes and he goes, He gives me the lowdown, and he goes, well, let me tell you what we got going on here. And he goes, I was able to get the queen.
Uh-huh.
And as you quickly explained to Claire and I, when we told you, like, the queen is the center, is like, we all know that, Melissa. We all know
we
about...
We all graduated from first grade.
We all know about Queen Bee. That one, yeah. We're all...
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of them, he's like, but I couldn't get all of them because, this is so funny because this is when you realize you just are so stupid. I was like, oh, it seems like there's still a lot of them. He's like, well, you know, I can't get all of them because they're all flying around. And he goes, and they're worker bees. And I don't respond. Like, he says uh-huh. that like I would understand. And he goes, in the
we
way
need
he,
to like draw beehives.
The way that he said it,
science.
He goes, they're worker bees. And I go, uh-huh. And he goes, you know, so they're all out working. And I go, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like, they're not here, they're out and about,
they're getting pollen,
they're working, they're at their day jobs, you know. And and they're gonna, and he goes, but they'll come back and they'll realize that all their friends, you know, Ethel and Mary, they're all gone, you know. That's like all your bees, 80-year-old women. Gertrude,
they're all,
you know,
in the shop back.
Yeah, yeah. And then he goes, so those, but they'll be here probably for like another like 4 days. And I'm like,
oh boy.
And I'm like, 4 days.
Yeah, our landlord wanted this just work out
right,
itself
right, right,
out.
Right, exactly. And I get that. I understand what he's saying, but it is like, yeah, I mean, they moved on. And this is like, you're not supposed to kill them. And I get that. I was like, but I mean, what's worse, killing someone or taking away their sense of purpose and then letting them live?
But they left a honeycomb.
This is like Job. We Jobed them. Instead of killing Job, God was like, your wife and kids are dead. No, the kids live. The wife lives.
The kids die.
The wife lives, and he jokes about, oh no, our old pastor friend said that. Like, oh man, I would have loved you to take the wife because she's nagging him, you know? But yeah, I mean, there is a sense of that where not to get all existential, I was like, but Joel said that. Joel was like, oh, so they're like, whole purpose for existing and
the workers
is gone. I was like, yeah, I know, it's really sad.
Because they keep swarming the IKEA bag.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Looking for their queen. Looking for their friend. looking for their wife. It's so much worse than just killing them. It's like psychological torture. I know. I understand.
I guess I'm going to go find a new hive.
They probably don't have a conscience, and that, you know, they probably are going to go exist. But if you just explained it, if they did, this is so much meaner than just killing them.
Took their home.
They just went out for work, and they came back, and everything was gone. We took everything from them. And they.
It's been a dark turn.
So now we're going to have some very angry, emo, depressed bees around our door for the next 4 days.
Yes.
Bees without their
purpose. Listless.
They're Ronins. They're Ronins or samurais when they don't have masters. They're Ronins.
Oh. Okay.
It was a deep pull, you know, a samurai who has no master, the wave man. So,
oh man.
Yes, the pause on that was making sure that I got it right. Anyways, that being said, let's get into some emails. Please, we've got a lot of ER stories, and they're coming in. Please always send ER stories, but I want to hear some more bee stories. That's your guys' homework, backseaters, is give me some bee stories.
Bee stories.
Send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. You heard it. What it was. You know what it is. How you dealt with them.
You know about
stings,
Gmail.
Allergic, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so we have, we're going to do two emails here. Ready?
All right, I'm ready.
This one right here. Subject, Father's Day.
Okay.
And this is from, Jennifer. This is from Jennifer. Ready?
Okay, yep.
Hi, Dustin and Melissa.
Hi, Jennifer.
She's going by Jeannie, a.k.a. Jamie C., our friend Jamie C.'s older sister here.
Okay.
I preface this with identifying as Jamie's older sister, since you know she likes to include me in her socials. I have no joke. had random strangers come up and even hug me and are like, hi, Jamie's sister. I've seen you on Facebook. Jamie's an old friend of ours and a backseater, giving you guys some context.
Yes.
Hi to each of you. I'm not as active on the socials and I'm not a hugger. LOL. So it makes for awkward interactions sometimes. Regarding Father's Day, I'm pretty proud of the gift for my husband this year. We got him a salt gun.
What?
You fill it in with salt and you can shoot flies and other pesky bugs. Wow. Flies in the house are his nemesis, Melissa.
Yes.
So we think this will go over well. He already has too many graphic tees, so see, this seems fun and useful. And you were correct about Miss Fankhauser. That was an old teacher of ours. Yeah, that was her name.
Wow.
Gold star for you. I told her, I had her too way back in the day. As always, really enjoy the podcast with you and Melissa. Funny stuff.
That's some deep federal way.
That was some really, really deep federal way stuff there, guys.
Amazing.
I hope, but look into that salt gun. That sounds fun.
Steven's mom had all sorts of stuff. The most of it, like, you worry about the kids, you know, getting electrocuting themselves.
Right, right, right.
But she had this, like, turn on metal blue thing that's supposed to zap them.
Yeah, she seemed to really hate them.
She really hates flies, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we share that.
I like those little fan things she had around the food.
Yeah, outdoors she had these like little spinny fans.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, so flies don't land.
All right, one more email here. Here we go.
All right.
This is
Thank you, Jeannie.
Subject, let's spend all our holidays in the ER.
Nice.
And this is from Kristen. Hey, Justin and Melissa, I have two ER stories for you. They both happened in the same year, one at Thanksgiving and the other at Christmas. So first Thanksgiving, my mom has been trying to make her life easier on Thanksgiving for a while now. Her latest strategy is to cook the turkey on the day before. It works pretty well most of the time. I'm 2017 day before 2017 day before Thanksgiving turkey is done and it has just finished being carved up by my dad. He's cleaning up and goes to take the cutting board and knife to the sink. He just lays the knife on the cutting board and turns and walks back to the sink. The knife flies off the board and stabs my mom in the hand, slicing a sizable cut between her thumb and her forefinger. I was upstairs reading while all this happened. My mom comes upstairs, hand wrapped in a towel. She says, "Your father stabbed me." And I need to go to the ER in the most nonchalant tone ever. I said, okay, toss my book aside and started putting on my shoes. She then tells me, "Don't be silly. We're going to have dinner first."
Oh my gosh.
We had reservations at a local restaurant that night. Then you can take me to the ER. Despite my objections, we wrapped her hand in a ton of paper towels, dish towel, and went to dinner. Lord knows what the waiter thought seeing my mom's hand all wrapped up like that.
Your mom's like, I want dinner first.
Yeah, of course. You know.
Ouch.
We took dad and my brother back to my parents' house and I took mom to the ER. She required several stitches and thankfully ER folks are used to turkey-related injuries around Thanksgiving Day. They didn't even call the cops to think my mom was being abused. Next month, I had finally had it with my tonsils. They have literally been trying to kill me since I was a baby. I was able to convince a doctor they needed to go. So surgery happened about 3 days before Christmas. I had never had surgery before and didn't know how the anesthesia would make me super sick to my stomach afterwards. Oh. Flash forward 24 hours and I couldn't keep water down. I was throwing up blood. The advice nurse we called didn't like I was seeing.
They don't like blood.
They didn't like I was seeing blood clots. So off to the ER we go. Yeah. Ooh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Where,
it's a warning sign.
Where they gave a ton of medicine to settle my stomach as well as a ton of fluids. At one point, someone turns to me and says, I think we should be done spending, this may just be the mom, says to me, we should be done spending the holidays in the ER. Next year, you're carving the turkey and no more surgery scheduled at Christmas. I said, okay, mom, I have carved the turkey every year since. So those are my best ER stories. I look forward to seeing you in Sacramento at the end of the month. Some friends are taking me to your show for my birthday. That's nice. Thank you so much for doing the podcast. It's been a very bright spot in my week, particularly since losing my dad to cancer in October. I love the way you talk very realistically about marriage and how it really can be tricky at times, combining two individuals' ways of thinking and doing things. Thank you again. God bless, Kristen.
Oh, very sweet, Kristen.
That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being backseaters, everybody. Send us those emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and stay away from those bees. Thanks for listening, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our patrons at $25 and up per month. Thank you to the Forgotten Friends Reptile TV YouTube channel, to Dave Hoagland, 2. Jessica Sewell, 2. Avril Griffiths, 2. Carrie Teague, 2. Demarius Diaz Stevens, 2. Dave Cox, 2. Farah Journey, 2. Isaac Terran, 2. Lori Amos, 2. Nicole Carraz, 2. Rachel Kennedy, 2. Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your contribution to this podcast.